I just want to be sure before we start, I just want to have the correct document. For instance, we do have the packet of minutes. We've got some set of minutes. How many are there? 1, 2, 3. And then we have the report for the 34 and for the oversight. Which one is that? The only that is part from
Okay.
But there are issues that will come out of the report for discussion, and also maybe, lastly on the report, we will have issues, we will have feedback, briefing from those who presented us in various meetings. I don't see Honorable Vikani, because I was hoping that Honorable Vikani and Honorable Kanskarte will report on that. Also, maybe we'll assess your readiness in terms of reporting, because if you also look at the time, it was quite tight. You might maybe choose on giving us just highlights and some reports later. Yeah. Oh, great. Thank you. I'm glad to hear that. And then also from your side, Honorable Williams, you might just need perhaps, and then you might, if there's anything to speculate, you can do that later. We don't necessarily need all the details, but I'm glad to hear that anyone can discover this. So it means that in future we'll send you another something. It's quite easy to have something ready in a short space of time. Okay, so we are going to start with the minutes, and we'll just go through that. I got my minutes yesterday, so I managed to go through them. So, and I know that there will be distributed as well, but even though I actually take the members through the meeting. But do we have some apologies before we even start with the activities of the day? Okay, that is from Honorable Mohali, resident. Okay, the honorable member got two committees, so she's attending another committee, which is the defense one, and the legislative this day. And then the other is the deputy minister for Haiti. I remember that medical reasons, okay. Okay, based on almost the day, just said that. Okay, so for those two apologies, Honorable Vikani, I'm not very sure. Take it that she's still coming there. I haven't got anything from her. So we will proceed, Honorable Members, with our set of minutes that is in front of us. Dating us back as the 18th of August. Okay. The very first part of the 18th of August. I have three pages on it. Are there any questions perhaps on page 1 of the minutes of the 1st of August? And then the next page, page 2. Okay, these are not questions on page 2. The last page, which is page 3. There are no corrections on the minutes, okay. We are presenting this minute for adoption. Any mover for the adoption of the minute? Honorable Dre is moving, second Honorable Malulege. Thank you. We'll go to the next set of minutes. The first is it on the 24th of August. Okay, page number 1. Okay, you will remember that this was a joint committee meeting. So if we have worked on them, was corrected, adopted, we will still take them to the next committee to consider them. But on our part, page 1, if nothing there, page 2. Page 3. Page 4. If there are no connections, is there a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Williams is moving in. Seconded by Honorable Malilek. Thank you very much. We're moving to the third set of minutes to the 5th August. It was also a joint meeting with the Joint Select Commission. On the Select Committee on Corporate Governance and Traditional Affairs, we had provincial legislators and, okay, it should be the Public Service, the Public Service Commission. Okay, but the adoption of the minutes will be done by the Select Committee on Corporate Governance and ourselves. Mm-hmm. So we will be doing our part now. Any corrections on page 1? If there are no corrections, page 2. Page 3. And 4. The color correction is 4. Okay, we're presenting the minutes to the meeting again. Any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Suka is moving in his agenda. Honorable Bushego is seconding. Thank you. We're moving to the second set of minutes. The date is the 1st of September 2010. Page 1. And can we move then to page 2? If nothing is going to go to page 3 of the minutes. And page 4. Okay, we are then presenting the minutes for adoption to the meeting. Any move for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Sanskar, this is moving any agenda of committee. Welcome, Honorable Vigani. We're just on the item of minutes. We've gone through some few sets. This is the last one. We're on the set of the 8th of September. As much as there was education and training and higher education and training. It was only us as a committee. So, can I then present it to one of the minutes for correction? If there's nothing, page 2 of the minutes. And if there's nothing, page 3 of the minutes. Page 4. Last page, 5. If there are no corrections to the minutes, can I present them for the adoption to the meeting? Honorable Pankhla, Honorable Freya, any second, Honorable Suka. Okay, I must indicate, you know, just as a source of information, once this matter is before the committee, that the department has actually responded to, remember that there's been a request for a report. They have actually called us and indicated that they are working on the final copy. It has been handed to the department. We will get the report, because we had been communicating and we expected and hoped that today that copy would be there, but they made a commitment that it will definitely be forwarded to us. It has moved from PCTA, it's now in the department, so the department will forward it to us and we will take keen interest in following up that it comes to the meeting. We want to believe this.
I think
it can be forwarded, even we won't have to wait for us coming back. It will be forwarded to members as soon as it's available. And we'd request that maybe you send some customers just to indicate it to them.
Madam Chair, not today.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you keep the pressure up because we been given answers and assurances, and then you have it, no, don't worry, no, we'll give it to you, and then nothing happens, and I'm worried this is another one of those, don't worry, it's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, like a check from the post, and Christmas is also coming, and in fact, Christmas is around the corner, so we still won't have it. So we want a deadline, and maybe we should tell them we want to buy the first place of because Friday everybody has gone home for the weekend to the prospectus, and this week we may not be here with the book that has the prayer from it.
We can do that. I think,
we'll
send this letter today. Yes. Yeah. We'll do exactly that.
Thank you.
Honorable Vikan?
Chair, I just wanted to add that in the process of that report coming, should Raja realize that there's nothing on the matter of the 10.8 million, could you then refresh the detailed report to that? Because I think it was specifically requested that we get a report on that.
Okay.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I counted
10.8. All right. Okay. So, Honourable Members, I think on the item of minutes, we have finished the item. The matter that we talked about is a matter that has been consistently raised in the meeting. And we will make sure to send in follow-up as well, no? Just to ensure that we do get it, the genuine consent from members when we touch okay, including the issue that is raised by Honorable Began. We are getting to item number 2 on the agenda, the second one. Feedback from members, the GovTech conference. Honorable Sanskas Greek indicated that she is ready to give a brief on the matter. Well, maybe we might have not given you a chance to consolidate your discussion, but you can make the additions, she can make them, and then you can get a consolidated copy.
Honorable
Vitali,
she can start too. I don't mind.
No, I think would allow you to start because we already we know that you've got some hints, and then she can.
I'll just add,
Chair,
if there's anything.
Thank you, Chair. Let me start by just saying thank you very much for the opportunity I had to attend the GovTech conference. I did not only enjoy it, I learned a lot. And of course, networking was the order of the day. So I got to know a few people from the industry and also from the department, CETA. So to me, it was a very constructive journey. I understand. Thank you very much. Four portfolio committees of Parliament were involved. It's the public service and the auto health and COSCA and science and technology. And some of our colleagues of the public portfolio committee went there. I don't know about science and technology. Were there any of these members there?
Yes, the chairperson and Honourable.
So it was the four portfolio committees. Now the focus of GAPSIC 2010 this year was ICT delivering value. ICT delivering value. And then of course such a conference can't happen without the sponsors. The diamond sponsor was Kajima, and then there were two platinum sponsors, which were Telcom and Cisco. And then there were also gold sponsors and silver sponsors and bronze sponsors. But I won't mention all of those. There was ample opportunity for representatives from the public and the private sector to interact and explore ways to help governments maximize efficiency and realize value for money. Now, as we all know, value for money is a budget principle. It's one of the eight budget principles. So that was quite important. We mainly, if I say we, it's me and Honorable Bikani. I'm glad that she could go as well. We mainly attended the plenary part of the conference, where keynote presentations were made. If I could just mention a few. Of course, our minister, Mr. Baloy, he did the very first presentation on delivering value for the citizens. I'm not going into any detail because you won't remember that. If you are interested, I can give you some reasons to do. But Minister Baloy addressed us on delivering value for the citizens. And then the Minister of IT and Telecommunications Commission, he was there as well. And then there was a person from Canada. And we had this the teleconference where the Nigerians and so it was quite an international conference, not a national. And then our acting CEO, Ms. Monto Becker, who's seen there, she also addressed the conference on delivering ICT value to government. And then the acting director general of the Department of Communication addressed the conference on South Africa's communication revolution. That's just to give you an idea of what these plenary sessions were about. Then I want to highlight two. The one was curriculum innovation and ICT in schools, which I think is a very important development. And that was the acting deputy director general of the Department of Basic Education. He talked on that. And then also about the e-government. We had a presentation about the e-government. Smarter, better, faster. he died. And that was the European Union, I think, on the Mexican, first of all, the European Union, he visited that address. So that was just about something about the plenary session. It was a pity that we were not able to attend the breakaway session. Because we had to come back, because the president had added oral questions the next day. So Mr. Bapela, or Honorable Bapela, he decided that we must return on Tuesday night. So we did that. I'm really sorry that we couldn't attend that. You know, that smaller groups, and when we usually communicate better when in smaller groups, especially the breakaway session on Tucson Centers. I suppose it was on the connectivity of Tucson Centers, and then also the IZS. We socialized a bit on Sunday night. We had a lovely gala dinner. The dress code was black tie. So it was very nice, and all the other meals were very delicious. And then, of course, there was the ICT Solutions Center Expo, which was very interesting. And, of course, we received some presents. Each of us got a teddy bear with a GovTech T-shirt on. And
not more than 200
times. I wanted to bring mine with me. Alright, and then I want to hand it over to Honorable Connie now. But first, I want to say thank you very much for the team that made all the arrangements. I know that Tanya Abrams was involved from the side. And also, I suppose you also
had a
part. And then, of course, I've got an Ida Kahn. This is Martin. And I want to take the liberty this morning, Martin, to thank you in front of the, well, in the whole committee, for the way in which you looked after me. You know, I'm a girl from the Catalans. Deep bloodline. And whenever I get into a city, I'm always scared that I'll vanish. So Martin, thank you very much. I appreciate it, and I appreciate all the arrangements you made. Thank you very much.
Oh. So thanks Honorable Sanskagri. Edition, Honorable Vikan.
I think I'm not going to add much, because Honorable Sanskagri has already said a mouthful. But when we come to the issue of the breakaway commission, what I'd like to share with the committee is the fact that there was one commission that was having an issue on Tucson Clinic, and there was on Tucson Clinic, and there was the one on the ISMS. So unfortunately, because they had to leave.
But then I didn't want to come back. You actually stayed on.
No, I stayed on. That's why I was late the following morning. I stayed on because I really wanted to hear something on this ISMS, since the committee was trying to get heads together on the personal issue of trying to coordinate information. But so unfortunately, because the rest had to leave, there wasn't anybody representing us for the Tucson Centers, but we have requested for information to come and share with the committee, so hopefully they'll send that through. We specifically asked Tanya, if you can follow up, Razia, to give us that information. But the main thing is that, as a committee, we might have to look at perhaps moving away from the thought where we thought our solution to the salary debacle would be to look at a solution for PERSAL. Because now it turns out that with the ISMS being led by Treasury, the it's a couple of systems that are involved, and some of these systems are systems like Logos, Bas, Persol. There's even the latest one, which is Vulindlela, Persol, you name it, they are close to 20 systems. And all of these systems, I think, except they mentioned that, except for Vulindlela and a few others, two or three of other systems are actually post-94 systems, but the rest of them are pre, even 84 systems. There are some of the established in 2000, 2003, and so on. But the bottom line is that our issue, we most probably wouldn't be able to avoid the fact that we have to work towards the issue of a unitary state that is coupled with the issue of an integrated public service. Because what this issue of systems is trying to establish is a more united way of us working within the public service to give our salaries, issues of HRM, issues of procurement, issues of even supply chain management. And this does seem like it's affecting even local government in the way we are operating. It's supposed to be a unitary government under the PCS. So what I'm trying to say is that, Chair, we'll need to still again have another engagement with Treasury where we are able to get the facts from Treasury side, because I get it, the last time Treasury couldn't give us a presentation, but DPSA did give us something on PESTA, just so that the committee can be on par and understanding on what is required out of this whole system, because DPSA is only in charge of the procurement, I think, and the human resource sectors relating to the I don't know if Marco, re-engineering, or rather the reconstruction of this system. And Treasury is, I think, attached to the supply chain management, the procurement, and the financial management of issues, which includes the issuing of salaries. That then will bring up the personal system. But there's no way we're going to get it right to say we must just have a personal turnaround strategy and expect to get results out of it. But from the understanding of that presentation as well, is that work had already started on these issues, but to what extent, we don't really have information. Hopefully we'll have to investigate it as a committee and understand when they started, get the history of when they started, where they are at this stage, what are the budgetary constraints related to that, because there seems to be an issue about financial problems there. There's also a technical side of it, which was quite interesting to note, that the leading people with the technical side of it is Vita. Now, Vita being the leading technical guy means that there has to be proper collaboration or networking or interrelations between themselves, DPSA, Treasury, and most probably in one way or the other, all other departments, because it's going to be the heartbeat of our systems, especially our IT systems. So I suppose more development could come out of that when it's actually set as a committee with those two departments in terms of a way forward. But I think it's an area that we need to concentrate on. Then the other major important area, Chair, that I think I must go into is the part that Honorable Pascal Vick was mentioning about the Honorable Chair of Chairs, Honorable Bapela, having made a little presentation there to give our status as Parliament when it comes to our involvement in ICT issues, as he is the chairperson of all intercommunication technology in Parliament, where he actually suggested and recommended and even encouraged the fact that he's going to work very hard to ensure that e-Parliament is actually instilled, because what was clear out of the domains that are there in South Africa vis-a-vis the domains that are concentrated on in other countries mentioned, is that we mainly have a concern with e-government, which is not really appearing to be taking off well. We are concerned with e-learning, which is computers in schools, which is also not growing in establishment. We are concerned with e-services, which is mainly systems within the public service, But there's no way where our country talks of e-citizens. And e-citizens seem to be a major way of them, of these other countries gaining a way of increasing or improving the level of education within their own communities. No matter how poor the country is, you get a five-year-old sitting in front of a laptop and actually understanding how to operate a computer. I think we haven't reached that stage in our country as yet. You also get a situation where it's a means of poverty alleviation and improved economic gain for a particular area, because then the level of understanding and education improves at a very early stage for those kids. And whereas we in South Africa are still faced with a situation where a very low percentage of people are actually computer literate and are actually making exceptional means to improve the status of affairs presently. So it was also just a way of saying then, Chair, there still needs to be some way of coordinated work, improved coordinated work with CETA, as I said, as the heartbeat of this whole computer or ICT issue, with Parliament, with public services, with e-citizen, as we are mentioning, especially in line of the issue of the Tusong Centre being improved for public services. Now, I'm not sure how we are going to approach that, but we have to start using it as a focal area to say how best then we improve our system of government. I think that's the other thing that I should mention, the ID systems, they also took us to an IT place where CETA was demonstrating the machinery that they normally use to interact, communicate, to run systems of government, and they showed us the little technology that they have. In as much as we are appearing to be a developing country, I must mention that there's still a lot of fragmentation, because we find that the system might be connected to national departments, but it's not really connected to provincial departments. So there's a break in continuity, which is, I think, part of what is an obstacle in the way we function. And for the level of, or the amount of monies that are concerned, we certainly need to look deeper into those issues to ensure that there is cost-effective means of operations within the public service, and specifically to CETA. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Honourable Members, Honourable Ghani and Honourable Fanny for the details, on the report in terms of your GovTech meeting that you attended. I don't know if members want to have a discussion on that issue, but we can realize that there's quite a lot that is coming out, particularly on the side of the CETA. Our interaction had been limited, based on the fact that CETA operates largely with business partners outside, and part of the report that we get is just, limited in terms of the para knowledge, including the last meeting that, I think that was one of the most bad meetings where there was a joint committee with the
finance.
Yeah, where we just couldn't get good information, and what one can draw in a conclusion that there was just arrogance and something like, you just get what we can give you and nothing further than that. Where we think we still have an issue there, because we didn't get an explanation that can talk to the issues that only we began starting to raise. Which therefore means we still need to pursue that, but in a different way, because we cannot allow a situation where, it was a waste of time, because if that meeting was fruitful, so most of these issues would be clarified and would be knowing, this is what is happening in terms of PESA, in terms of CETA, etc., and we don't have those answers, and we can't allow Parliament to run that way. We'll call 14 meetings, only after the 14th meeting, it's only then that you get the answer, like what happened with PCETA. I think with PCETA we had too many meetings. And if we operate that way, we're not going to go anywhere. And in my opinion, we need a much more radical approach in terms of dealing with this matter. That takes us to a certain step, and we need a better planning as a committee. you know, that would bring the information that is necessary. Perhaps we can liaise with the minister that and outline this is what you want and expect that comes to the committee. Okay, honourable members, thank you for the report. Honourable Suka, your hand is up.
Thank you, Chairperson. Not that I won't say much more than as people who are representing the committee, we want to appreciate the report that we are getting from the honourable member and the role that was played by the official in assisting Mombasa. I almost had the feeling that she could take him or his private secretary. I think I'm looking forward to the paper that was delivered and that will show so that we are empowered. Because surely we are saying that the papers that were delivered and information is power. And for those people who are coming from a different perspective, in COVID, that is in the report. Because what I've learned from the officials, they are very limited, especially the locals, very limited. Not only economical in words, in bringing out everything that they want to know. Now, for example, look at this information that is coming. You could get the sense that there's a lot of information that was shared there, which was not presented to us. Now, we need to see the things, we have to start afresh doing our oversight on them. So, hence, I take the view, support your view, Madam Chair, of saying we need to have a different approach, a bit radical. There's a framework to say what we want out of that presentation, even if it's led by the minister himself, so that we are all equal. What information is about, and it's not right in the house, we talk in crosswords, while we have this opportunity to get a fully closed information. And I think, Chair, also you raised the question of the treasurer, because we must understand the random sense, to what extent. And the impact of these regulations are changing the lives. Because I'm getting a sense that this thing is almost privatized. So we are not supposed to know everything as the community. So we need to check how much was budgeted, how much is involved, and their revenue moving forward in terms of also their partners, as reported here. So I'm saying there's a lot. You might think that almost rare has been coming. Issues, but it seems to me it's more than what we do. Raise that we don't know, all of us. So I think we need to really think about that. The question of the current meeting between ourselves and the NCOP taken from the last meeting, I think we need to have a joint meeting when we're taking this question so that we don't have to do interpretation, so that we speak with one voice on all these matters, especially when it affects. Our institution, chapter 9, chapter 10. Surely we need to be pulled in those areas so that when we debate these matters, we are contested also or friendly and have an understanding of those institutions that are directly under this our committee, as this committee. So I'm saying maybe that joint committee with all other relevant people whom you identify as very relevant. So that also we short circuit our meetings, not every time when a total of joking question. I'm not sure, you see. I'm not sure, but I'm not sure. But it sounds like people have to have a good system out of exposure of learning the best practice from other countries. It would seem to me we've got too many systems, and I'm not sure from which countries that are we having this kind of system that leads us to be blurred when it comes to the financial management, human resource management, and all that, and effective monitoring. If you listen to them, in fact, we know that there are different systems. The first culprit of our system is PESA. Now, if you remember that they are intending to upgrade or to overall test our cleanup program, that's what they are talking about, the past system, what do you call Logi, and all other systems, pre-94. Yeah? And we are sitting here in camp in our, I'm not sure which countries are we copycatting this system, but surely we need also ourselves to be strong, to be efficient, and the country to run it smoothly. Not necessarily, you know, if it is been African states, which are those that are favored, their systems are very good. Ours are very good in as far as the payments are concerned when it comes to PESA. Not a single senior official has ever complained to say, I've not received my salary because of the system. But surely down the line, others don't get their dues, especially our service providers and so on. So I'm saying you need to think about it in your study, so if there is one going to be in the future, we must talk about our system, learn and bring those perspectives to South Africa. Then my last point is this was the IT, which normally starts in other countries, starts from great art, computers, they make it choice. And we want to move to other directions. As if we are a first world, next to a developing country. Our South Africa's nature is still that it's very complex, totally different from other countries. Eastern Cape, quality the 70% rural, in general, the infrastructure to do this thing. Surely, but we can make a start in the city, moving forward towards the rural area. So,
Northern Cape
99% rural. 99%, exactly. So I'm sure we would need to meet critical departments, ministers, to push for this and the budget. That will have an impact. Remember, there was a pronouncement at one stage that one school, one computer, so that program was rolled out. To what extent is that one? So, if other people want us to spend also on the basic education, the joint meeting, so if you talk that kind of an ICT or IT, we have to have some joint meeting so that we monitor also over them to what extent has that program been rolled out so that we can talk what. I don't remember Ugan was talking of the e-citizen in terms of the computer level and so on. Otherwise, Chairperson, I appreciate this that they raised, let alone Parliament has written the issue of the input of Papela and ourselves in terms of the skills, the capacity, the computers and everything else. I leave that for future, but I think that's quite a mouthful thing.
Thanks so much, Honorable Suka. Is there anything else that Honorable remember?
Chief, if I can just mention that Honorable Papela reprimanded CETA for not inviting the committee initially. Parliament wasn't invited, and they fortunately did took note of the conference, and then we organized, and we were there.
Can
I add on to that? I'm glad my colleague said that, because from what I've heard here, reports of those who attended, it was very worthwhile and valuable.
Mm.
And it's good that we as a committee can share them that knowledge and their experience, their feedback. But it is a new thing. I mean, last year there was a similar conference and there was nobody from this committee. And then almost by chance that it happened this year that we had some members there. I think we should insist that in future, you know, they have a budget from the taxpayers' money, and they account to Parliament, to us, and therefore it's important that they invite representatives from this committee and other appropriate committees to their conference so that we can stay in touch with them as well and then continue to benefit from the budget.
Yeah, because actually that says a lot. I mean, you are overseeing this institution. It's very good.
Yes.
The only time when they want our intervention, once they want us to influence other committees to sign serious level agreements, when there are activities where we can have better understanding of what they're doing, we're not invited. I should think we need to raise this with the minister quite strongly. It's just unacceptable. It's so wrong. You know, it was for us. You know, if Honorable Bapela did not discover, they were even here to do a presentation. Then we talked about it. I wasn't even aware that we're not invited, but it shows the level of how they think about us. We're nothing, you know, where, you know, you are just those people. Really. Let's prepare for them. Let's give them this information. You know, that is why they're able to give us what they think they just can give without necessarily interacting with us in a way that can, that is appropriate in order to take this country forward. So I think, yeah, we've got a big problem. You know, we always had and we thought we were moving towards something, but we're actually just touching the top of it. The gist of the thing, we haven't done anything. So I think we need to really prepare from the committee side and have a report to the committee where we're discussing about, you know, the approach that we're taking so that we critique it, all of us, and then, you know, because we really need a radical approach on this. We can't be nice any further. You know, whatever we'll be doing, we need a thorough preparation, and we need people consent, even the minister's consent to be part of this, you know, where they'll be part of it. We cannot be paying, but they must understand we've got a bitter background where we haven't been treated very well. So they need to know that we move from that precedent, and then they have to, in order for us to be satisfied, we need to get the cost of Peter, and we'll plan for it. We'll do a thorough job, and the next time we interact with them, I think it should be thorough, you know, otherwise we're not doing our duty.
Chair, one thing I want to raise is the issue of, for instance, the last time, okay, the question wasn't answered, it hasn't been answered yet, concerning the feature. But what I'm trying to say is, part of what happened within looking, having observed what is going on at GovTech, it does give an impression that there's a bit of skewed commitment. Might be for the better for the country, of course. But in a way, with what you are saying, with the fact that some of these issues are not really brought to our attention, is, for example, the issue of the relations with companies, outside companies, and CETA being an entity of government. And CETA also being a priority, supposedly being a priority in terms of the act to do business with government. And you find that in the way they bring their presentations to us would need us to interrogate even more on the financial operation of CETA. Unfortunately, at some stage, I thought that we might eat off with CETA, but after GovTech, I think we're going to go on even stronger. One of the issues that I want to hit at once again is the issue of us going to their regional structures and looking at how exactly our operations run there. In terms of procurement, their supply chain management, and what are they doing to actually become visible that they are applying their own acts in terms of business between intergovernmental relations vis-a-vis business with private companies. I think that's part of an area that we might have to nip in the bud eventually. Thank you, Chair.
Thanks, Amber. Considering the issue that you raised, you know, I'm sure we're going to come to the first month of the study talk. But also, I mean, those who went to Ghana, they know that we met an institution similar to Palama, which is called JIMPA. Yeah, you know, similar to Palama. What they do in JIMPA, every time there's a new term for members of parliament, they take them through training before parliament, before the members of parliament start with parliament work. Something that we do not do, you know, in South Africa, we just say people are here and then they'll see the walls and so on. You know, there's no data orientation of members of parliament. we actually admired that thing that there is a period allocated for new members and old, you know, in terms of getting to Jimba, getting orientation, being, you know, understand the no parliament before parliament opens. When parliament opens, they're already orientated, then they do have an understanding. Part of that, we think, because we like that, we think also the IT, you know, IT training as well can be coupled with that, you know, where members are, you know, those who don't have the skills, it's done at that level. Rather, you know, of hearing all the platforms where they think members of parliament can't do this, can't do that. We rather do something as parliament, particularly ourselves, because public safety and administration, you know, it's a huge thing. We do need some governance skills. We do need, you know, in fact, parliament, if it comes to governance, that will not work for this committee in particular. You know, when we understand governance is a little broad, you know, we do need those basics for members of parliament, including the ICT training that should be started at that level. If it needs to continue, it can. Of course, we've realized that parliament, they do have a good agenda training program. Your agenda in this parliament, you talk about it, then it lasts, there is a time where it's not existing at all. They're not even sure what's happening from the committee level and so on. It needs to be an ongoing thing that is mainstreamed within the work. Disability, for instance, we continuously, we can't even communicate with some of the members of parliament who can't speak. We cannot do just a simple sign language. You know, many other things. So in order for us to actually utilize parliament, and also with the discussions that we had with parliament, where they actually were going to have a public in Daba, and are going to have various stakeholders, what are the issues we need to consider, and if we need to drive them as this committee, you know, for those are things that matter most for the country. Unfortunately, we do have a huge task as a public safety and administration. We do have to move in those areas as well. The planning that will follow and our strategic planning sessions that would come need to reflect on these issues, so that when we want to move within the coming 10, we focus, we also integrate it. Not moving out of our 5-year plan, but we know that it's a little bit broad, breaking them down annually, we will be able to consider these issues. Okay. I don't remember that. Do you allow me to proceed to the other issues? If there's nothing to raise on this one, but of course, we've got a huge task to do in order to follow up and do the right thing. We're not satisfied and not happy. We still need to also write some letters to the minister, also include on the invitation to this government. It can be discovered by itself, shared by sense, while we're overseeing and doing this, and also maybe our relationship doesn't feel very well at this point in time. Okay. Number three, we had Honorable William, who has to report about ISDS, Institution Supporting Democracy. That is the chapter 9, 10, chapter 9 and all the related institutions. Okay.
Chairperson, I'd like to apologize to the committee. I'm not ready to report at the moment, so I will report in the next meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, but just for us to know that it was a meeting called by the Deputy Speaker, where she indicated was that ISDs had been calling meetings, so she called all of them and, you know, for an interaction. So what I know is that there was no decision making, it was an interaction meeting. And of course, to our interest, there are things that we'd like to know, movement in terms of budget vote and so on. So we hope that once the report is finished, you can circulate it to all of us, and then we can sort of see our interaction moving forward as to progress along the is there an establishment of a unit, something like that, and so on and so on. So really, those are our areas of interest. Can we then leave it like that, or to remember some to... ISDs, they call them independent institutions supporting democracy. Those are the chapter 9 and the related institutions, including our chapter 10, public safety.
I
yeah, the leg is pulled from Honorable Ramasakan. All right, let's then move to... Okay, the reports. Next, we've got two reports. I'm sure what we can do as well, briefly. I know we didn't prepare for that. Just brief, for those who are in Indonesia and those who are in Ghana, of their experiences, you know, in terms of that. But the reports are already which one do you study? Yeah, let's start with the study tour one. And then I would need to explain something in relation to the study tour, like this. Honorable Zoe?
I have a question to the station manager. I was just wondering about the procedure. Seeing that it was two tours, but of joint committee, and we then divided it, but each tour was a kind of integrated tour, two committees. When we consider the report, shouldn't we also do so jointly as with the two relevant committees together? Or how are we going to do this?
No, because I thought we'd do it the same way as we do with minutes. But of course, it was going to be interesting if we're all together.
Yeah.
It was definitely interesting. You wanted to say something?
Yes, just on the how to adopt the report, because it's a joint study tour, it needs to be adopted by both committees when both committees correlate. So in that sense, the committee can adopt this report with amendments, and if the PC on cooperative governance and traditional says make amendments and adopt that report with amendments, they will just have to revert back to this committee to check if the amendments made are in line and if it's in order, and if it is, then the report will be adopted.
Yeah. Honourable William?
Sorry, I've just got a small question. I attended this study tour on behalf of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. Now, I sit on both committees. So when I'm sitting in here to it, I'm going to be talking... Do you know what I'm saying? I can sit in here and just adopt it as part of...
It doesn't matter,
yeah.
That's why we made it a study tour.
Yes.
It's got a lot of similarities between the two committees. It's a compliment of showing if necessary to move that way. Okay. But we haven't, I don't know, before we move. The procedure is, of course, like we do with minutes we can. But I understood that you really wanted a discussion to come together.
Yes.
I understood you to be moving towards that direction.
Yeah,
I think
it would add value if we can have the full complement of the tour that went to Ghana as well as the ones that went to Indonesia. Now they kind of pop off. And also this committee now talk about, well, either of the two will only have some of the members of that particular. So you don't get all the input from other members.
Yeah.
Obviously there may be different views or different emphasis, and we don't have a proper debate here.
Okay.
So I was just wondering about the procedure, if it wouldn't actually help if we have just for the purposes of this report at the two committees meeting together.
Okay, maybe let's think about it, in terms of planning, is it not, for instance, are we not delaying before adopting the report, maybe the period that we're taking, including what you want to do with the report and how much time you want to deal with it, you know. For instance, it's supposed to be presented to the house as well, all the periods that we're taking between, but I think I understand so very well what actually I would have supported that, you know, that we have that it makes sense actually we can fully, but we'll look at it and do it, to accommodate what you actually want. Honorable Suka.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think I also share the same sentiment to cut our local government into rather. I would propose that maybe why don't we convince the chairperson to interact with their counterpart of cooperative government to meet and set up a meeting for us so that we can jointly and discuss this matter. Because this, even in our own study talk, is a component of the joint. We have to share some experiences on matters that affect the corporate government and official affairs so that we enrich the debate of the document. There was surely maybe from that point of view also, because some members did serve in this committee before and we learned a lot more than we learned. So I'm saying, Chairperson, I'm just emphasizing the fact that can you seek for an appointment with the Chairperson, the counterpart, and in the first hour. And in the meantime, Chair, we go and read this document
Because we haven't read it.
Okay.
No, no, I think we've already said who would accommodate that. I think it makes sense. And we'll be done. Yeah, we will.
It might sound boring here, but it's a fact that we are putting integrated public service on the table.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the light of the fact that the visits were also based on us making an assessment about that, that we do join with COFTA, so that we are able to share certain views, especially when it comes to the issues of recommendations, we might want to add, that we are able to share views, because I know for a fact that when we were on our trip also, one of the issues was what Honorable Zeya shared as to their concerns as the opposition concerning the integrated public service issue.
Mm-hmm.
So those are things that I didn't identify in the report, but I think it's important that we bring out towards that. So I would support the fact that let's meet COFTA, also for the lack of local government considerations in terms of our country and the countries with that experience is strong.
And in this way, you can actually wait to have at the same time.
We don't mind. I think we all agree. Okay, we all agree with the suggestion and therefore we plan for it that way. Yeah, okay. And it makes sense. It's correct. Okay. So then can we then go to the oversight report? The Palama together with Sita, our same Sita we're talking about.
As usual.
Okay, honorable members, we didn't really receive some responses, but I just thought that the matter that we're discussing as well of PESA in IFMS is also here in the report, which actually shows that, I don't know how CETA thinks, how the department thinks, we can't work in silos, you know.
Mm.
The fact that there was a presentation, we went there, all those things called from here, you went to GovTech. It's also part of saying that we're just not happy in terms of how we interacted on these matters. And also, as people are overseeing this institution, the capacity that was displayed when we visited there, including what to expect, you know, the information. But luckily, when they operate with particularly service providers from outside, there's quite a lot that happens around procurement and so on. And like the Honorable Bikan is indicating, those are huge things, you know, it's the people with this thing and so on. So I think also based on this, that it comes very clear that there's a lot of work, in my opinion, that has to be done with the chat. I don't know if members want to read other issues. We did add also some other recommendations that are not here on the report, which we thought, you know, we can't end them on our own, but let's have a discussion, and then that can be added. Well, this one is a report that has been brought some time back, unlike so with the oversight, we're putting it, at the study talk, we're putting it aside for the meeting with COFTA, but this one we therefore have had to look into it. I know we did have a bit of an obstacle at the beginning, and in my opinion, I think the matter was cleared and moving forward in terms of the procedures and logistics that went into, not us having a full complement of the oversight. But the fact of the matter is that now we need to take this matter a step forward. And in my opinion, it is not different from the issues we discussed from the meeting of GovTech that the two members attended in Devon. It still comes back to those issues. It still says we've got a lot to do in terms of dealing with CETA on the side of CETA. And then maybe we can then also talk about Palama, but on CETA, that this discussion we had covered also what we need to do moving forward. Members?
Can I call it? If I read the report,
when you look at the delegation,
yeah,
you see that all the members there were from the ruling party.
Mm.
And now if you click through negatively on the opposition, that none of our names are there. And in our portfolio, I am the first person, so-called first person, on Panama as Peter.
Mm.
In other words, it's me. And I wonder whether we can't put in there. I didn't get noticed of that because, you know, if my party sees this and they want to know where why
were
was she not there?
Yeah.
Hmm.
And we actually know what actually, okay. I think we need to think, what do we do in terms of how do we put it, you know, because it's particularly on our Sanskrit phrase, it's not your problem at all.
No,
you know,
it's
not,
no.
Yes, definitely. So I think we need to think as the committee, what do we do in this instance, Honorable Madule.
So I was going to talk also that we're
having apologies from my team. Yeah, the next submission
apologies.
Yeah, it does record. But now, the issue, how do we then locate? Yeah, I think we need to have an explanation, you know, a reasonable explanation of this situation, rather than just putting it, if it's only ANC members who attended, no one else cares about the attendance. Honorable Vitanti?
Yeah, I don't know if I'm now going to find out, but I say that there is a background given, there's an introduction given, and then number three, there's a delegation. That perhaps under part of the introduction or under the delegation, an introduction be made, an introductory statement be indicated that although other members of the committee were supposed to be attending, these were the obstacles.
Okay.
And then we just note those obstacles, facing the fact that part of the challenges was that we were faced with the fact that we were from an overseas trip, and most of us, perhaps because of not being able to contact each other properly, or what, I don't know how to put it, but it's the indicator there in writing, that's what I'm trying to say,
okay,
that these are the obstacles, these are the difficulties, and these are the people who are affected by,
yeah,
you know.
Okay, well, in the light of this explanation, I think what we need to do is that, because in that we did have a discussion last time at the committee, and we identified what was the problem. And as we wrote to the secretary about this issue, that response should also be here. You know, we need that response, you know, because that's what we're waiting. Parliament messed this up. And as a matter of fact, those are the issues we want, because you know, it's part of saying that after you have messed us up, we don't expect this to happen, you know, because once we are going to talk about this issue, for instance, say for instance, presented as a debate, we need to also, you know, be hard on Parliament, you know, because we don't want these things to happen, you know, so that it's not even repeated again, you know, because it saves, you know, it makes us not work properly if it's not functioning correctly for us. So I'm sure that response should be part of the account so that it's not. It shows that there had been a weakness from Parliament, that we can't just leave it as if it's not something that did not happen. So we have to follow up. We did write a formal letter. We're expecting a formal response. And we want then to critique that response and put it into our report. So we can, let's agree that this report is not finished until we get that response that comes into this. What have you done to one of the most? No, I think you must get it through somehow. You must get it through somehow. Okay, so I think in the light of that, let's wait for that so that we all agree it's put correctly and then part of the report, and then we can then say we have a report. Okay,
before you carry on with that, I think it's good that we get for us as a committee, the members, the answer from Parliament to the letter that you wrote, because Parliament is our, the MPs, as MPs, it's our organisation, our institution, and it had to support us in doing our work, and it let us down. Now, but it's an internal matter with our own organisation, so we've got to call them to account as well and say, why can't you let us down, and it mustn't happen again, what's the explanation? But it's not necessarily for outside
voters,
because the voters, so we account again on our part to the voters. This report would eventually become a public document, or be adopted in Parliament, and make it a public document. And we don't necessarily want to wash our own dirty washing in public. So we should take it up with Parliament, but it's not part of the oversight function entity. So maybe we should separate the two.
Okay, no, that is correct, because also the response will be coming to the committee. I think we're punishing them enough by wanting that response to come account to us, you know. So that we have to deal with, I'm sure then, I hope they're fine with Honorable Ramatlaka. Okay. Okay, so it means we...
I would still have this report, No, I just think that under recommendations, we need to make an addition of the issue of the Chapter 9 and 10 institutions relevant to Balama, just as a factor that needs to be recorded, Razi.
How should I work that?
Well, I don't know if the others will agree with me, but noting the state of Balama presently, and noting page number 6, there's no pages, recommendations, under recommendations. And the fact that I think Palama is also one of the institutions that's been roped into budget vote 11, isn't it?
Not really. It's not the same as the ISB.
Not
the same.
So it wouldn't be relevant then to say add that, because I was going to say that she must add it in the
light. It might be different, maybe.
What we've seen and discovered, perhaps as a recommendation, that you are saying that Balama should be.
No, you're right in terms of the vote, but we can't call out the means. Maybe another one. It's been independent as well.
Balama was independent.
We had 3 votes in publication administration.
Yes,
we had, which were all collapsed. Palama was one of them.
Was Palama one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, then that... No, I just wanted to mention the fact that seeing the possible development and what we've taken into recognition, that we also reconsider that Palama then could come stand alone if they're going to be central to training in the public service.
Yeah. But with Palama, it can be part of the unit in the Deputy Speaker's office. It will be completely different. Unlike the institution supporting democracy in terms of the process that is being worked. So it doesn't fall there. So it might be independent, maybe also from part, but it can be the same group, you know, it could be a standalone. But that matter is important also. But also maybe we have just all issues that relate to our expectation from Palama. It will come into this. The training program, the governance program. But also, I would believe that, you know, with a governance program that is designed, we need to see the curriculum. You know, as a community. You know, sometimes we do have a curriculum. I remember when we were dealing with the issues of gender. You know, the offices of status of women in government. All the people who are working in universities, in terms of how they were teaching gender, it was not developmental, it didn't match with what government was doing. So it was irrelevant, it was like a feminist approach to gender rather than a developmental program that can be maintained and integrated in government. So we need to also see the curriculum. Is it relevant to the, you know, to the current scenario? Is it going to assist in moving forward? Governance is quite critical. We need to encourage that. You know, if members can have understand governance, it will help you know, the impact of this committee. Lastly, so it's part of what we have to do, but it's important for us to see the curriculum and also have a say on it.
And the audit.
The audit.
The issue of the curriculum.
PCTA and the two academies.
Yeah, so that's the question about Salam and critical. Well, that's public in that. I don't remember if you're fine with the discussion. Can we then call it a day? Honorable Freya.
Sorry, sorry, you're late.
I was waiting for you to offer the general. Was this a program for?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, in fact, Ray has drawn my attention to it. It's important. There are things that he does have to sort of discuss.
I think at this stage, I should take note of this or the draft before the next for the last time. But there's one specific date I see. There's another study to a plan to China.
Okay, yeah. In fact, I wanted to...
Quite interesting. I'm looking at the information. But the date, 1 to 5 November, that's fine, because I think that is kind of rescheduled study to a time. It's not that we don't have an official committee. One provider, the DA Parliamentary Caucus, as a caucus in a potluck the weekend just prior to that, the 29th and 25th August, Friday and Saturday, which has been determined long ago. So those days are fixed for us.
You mean in November?
Yes,
November.
29th and 30th. October. The state of China stands for 1st of November. So the planned departure time would that probably be on the Sunday? That would be okay, but the Saturday we are still engaged in that, our own caucus of you could just be aware of it at this early
yeah,
something that
it was actually time for travelling, you know, because that program is 1 to 5.
Yes.
And
we won't be able to leave on the 30th.
Oh, I see, but
the 31st would be fine.
Okay, I'll come to, I want to explain this in detail so that whatever comes in terms of dates, we'll also look into the kind of explanation I'm going to give. Hey, honorable members, it's difficult to wait here in Parliament in terms of setting up programs and so on. Everything is a battle. I'm sure most of you are aware, in terms, even including the disorganization that you are now finding, you know, which is straightforward to the committee. When we traveled last time, we were not counted among the committees that have to travel. But I'm sure members realized the travel, even though, you know, it wasn't like, okay, you can go. It didn't, you know, it was really, you know, a lot of activities that led to that. But what I needed to indicate is that within our traveling, we were supposed to have a full complement of the committee that had to travel, which we couldn't take at the time. You know, for an example, I can give an example of Honorable Mohali. Honorable Mohali, we need thorough preparation when we travel with her. So we just couldn't just rope it on board. And also looking into the countries that we're traveling. You know, all of us that were in Ghana, I'm sure Honorable Mohali, it had been a difficult time. All the buildings are up there. There are no, it's not accessible for the disabled people. It only stairs. You know, we came very early from Ghana because we had to travel many steps a day. So it wouldn't just be easy to take her on board. So part of this travel is an accommodation of the fuller part of the complement, you know, because we were supposed to take full. So, but we thought about anti-corruption, the program and so on, which had to be covered. Because we did do a submission of a single public service for our study tours of a single part of anti-corruption, and we also talked about Palama, of the Palama program as a mega program. So we still have those. So I think members should note it in a way that it covers the complement of the committee. So it covers the remaining part, and it has to also cover the preparation in advance that accommodates people like Honorable Mohali, you know, and so on and so on. But then we're going to work it towards the covering also some other parts of our program, like anti-corruption and the institution for the training of public service commission. That will also be in the members of Parliament. So that is what it covers. You know, it brings what we didn't bring in that trip. It's something also different, but also looking into the complement of the committee. You will remember that one was even a joint study talk. And it related to things that relate to other committees. But with anti-corruption, it's the area that we want to focus thoroughly. We need to really prepare and identify what is that one, the objectives that we want to achieve even prior to the trip. Because when we embark on that anti-corruption program, we don't want confusion. We want it to be straightforward as a committee, and we want to make a better impact rather than just calling a meeting, you know, like normal way. But to say as Parliament, when we look at this concept, how best do we look at it in line with all the work that has been done by government, that, you know, our role of over that we're going to actually shape a lot of, we'll work in preparation to that, including the study tools for prior launching that oversight of anti-corruption. So I just thought maybe it's important for me to outline that, you know, I know it's there within our program, but, you know, like we said, this thing of just calling meetings won't work for our committee. Just come and then do it. Okay, go back, go to it. We need oversight. We need proper, thorough, you know, we need to sort of move out of the normal box and do it maybe in a way that will bring a difference.
I appreciate this explanation and the areas that you identified. Because it was not important to bring your own basket of issues only to find out they are not implementable when you come back. I just want to check sometimes it's nice to have a senior official or a unit to know that things are going to be, so that also they can change their minds and do things. Because you might come back and it does not land where it's supposed to be. It would ask, but our bureaucrats should also, if it's possible, I'm not sure whether it was, in the process, sometimes you might get an official to give a backup and information that relates to what exactly we have, but also try to translate that when he goes back in his or his department. So that I'm not sure whether it's possible in this scenario. We can learn exposed to what we want to achieve. The second issue, chapter 3, I'm just looking at on the first, because on the first, I assume that you are supposed to be there. Living here on the, with the long trip from here to China is not that close. Now, I was very happy when you say that. We are looking forward to our full complement rather than proportionality and so on, which makes people much more ready. How would you start? Also, you've got some data on the anti-corruption. Because to be ready and empowered, you must know your scenario in your own company. They have statistics
informed.
So that there you don't cross fingers where one is going to say. Because you're going there as a committee, not as a party. But I know Mama Trail is I always had the cope about the
so what did they tell you about our trip to Indonesia?
But I think the issue of having some paper, some information, very close documents, all of us three, so that we speak and read from the same page, well in advance, so that if need be, I know it's very hectic, it's an ideal, if even you can have a specialist on some of the topics to give a presentation to the committee, on an upper day, I know Friday to most members, very often, everybody wants to go home. So in the morning session, we invite one of the big gurus to talk about, so that we interact, we sharpen our understanding and so on. It would be nice, Chair. Otherwise,
okay.
I don't understand.
Okay, yeah, maybe the first thing I just need to correct the issue of the full complement, so that we don't have mixed understanding of what is a full complement, especially on your side, on our work speaker. We can have two trips in Parliament, if we understand. We already have undertaken our study tour.
Yes.
So it's not possible. It's only possible because it covers the other members that did not become part of the trip. So with a full complement, it will be those who traveled and those who didn't travel. Once they travel now, they constitute a full complement. They couldn't travel based on also some reasons that I raised. You know, of we wanted to break our tour into various areas, and then we couldn't take others just like that. We needed a fuller preparation, etc., etc. So, honorable members should understand that it will accommodate you. We did not yes, and then also please don't ever think this already confirmed, this is not a fair again. Okay, honorable Vikani and yourself. Yeah, but I did convince me when I discussed, you know, the issue that you raised, sometimes you have to take time. Sit with 12 chairs and say, listen, the committee does 1, 2, 3, 4. And then say, this is what, if we don't have this, you know, you take time and sit down with them. It's something that I'm now doing much more often. I sit with them. You know, for an example, you know, I was so bitter about the presentation we got about research. Because I sat with the Secretary to Parliament and we discussed this matter and he saw it. He understood what I meant, but on the day he was in Mauritius, he didn't delegate anybody. And then we ended up having that kind of a presentation when we called everybody else. I mean, although I'm paying this well, that, you know, after such a good discussion and after we started to see and realize, because why I was briefing him in advance, so that he does the groundwork before, communicates with all the legislators and other colleagues, when he comes there, he brings a presentation that takes us somewhere, instead. What once we went there, day before, I suspected maybe there must be something wrong. We started to say, hey, let's look into the program. Who's concerned? When I went there, they found that the Secretary of Department had gone to Mauritius. They had to call him there. He said, no, ask Mrs. Ketchel.
Madam Chair, that's when you have to act like the opposition.
No, don't worry.
You're like kind of rooting for us.
Don't worry. Follow our way of doing things. And I've already started it, you know. There was something like this, you know, once you interacted with a person and didn't do as the agreement, you've got a person on the corner, frankly. That person is, you know, in fact, we've got some communication that is taking place, which signifies that. Frankly, you did us bad on that meeting, including the lunch, including, you know, all the issues of why you treat us this way. So in future, you will see, once we talk research, hey, you know, the presentation which will come will be more powerful, you know, and coordinated. Sometimes we don't have to, you know, there are ways of dealing with this thing. But surely, I just wanted to indicate to them that sometimes it's not very easy. You are right, honorable people. You take time, talk to them, make sense. You know, because they've got a, also Parliament is stereotyped, it's got a particular way of working. Once you bring something new, they get shocked.
No.
So you need to take them on board nicely. Then they understand, okay, we understand. It's only then that they agree. That's why they couldn't provide lunch for us. Because there's a rule that committees can't get lunch. Then they treated the speakers, the people that we invited, in the way it was done in that last meeting. So we fight with all those things. But honourable members, with your support, I can see that we will make it in this committee. And I'm sure, yeah, another
one. Coming back to the program, is that one? So what, the 11th to the 13th of October?
Yeah.
We won't see each other before that time. So what is the, can you tell us about the arrangements there?
Okay, we have, it's confirmed. All of the committees are supposed to embark on the BBRRR. Activity, and we're supposed to apply for the date.
Yes.
We managed to get this date. So this date, we definitely will be doing this.
Yeah.
It's our workshop.
But we'll get more information.
Yeah, we'll do it in Cape Town. Yeah, it should be here in Cape Town, eh? Yeah, I think it's, yeah, but well, the rule is that it's around here, around the workplace.
Chair, I think, with the hand up before me, they didn't get attention.
Oh, sorry.
And then I'll come after that.
Okay, yes, that's considerate.
I was going to say, I was still going to fight for the trees because
I
have received a letter.
I have seen it.
You also see it.
Yeah, I always receive those letters. It's fine, but.
So I was going to say, you're also going to fight for.
Find it.
By
now I've learned a lot, and I think we will make it. Like I told Miss Ghana in Indonesia, we'll make it. Indeed. I think we will. No, if I can fail on this one, I don't know really. I doubt.
and I'm happy to support and we should be part of the
trip. Oh, okay. No, that one we don't want to
no consideration.
Yes, another
we can also go to the program. On the 27th of October with the Public Service Commission, can we ask the researcher can we ask the researcher then to just look, because I don't see it really coming out of our report, né, from the two trips to in fact, the impression I got from Indonesia was that public service commissions have much more power as compared to our public service commissions.
Yeah,
in Ghana. So if the researcher could just get some more information for us of what possible powers are perhaps strengthening public service commissions in the various countries, so that when we go to this meeting on this date, you are also able to then give more viable recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of what type of a public service commission would you like to have, and then in terms of this possibly materializing China trip, if you could add there that on that trip, which is a possibility that it might be omitted, please don't ask for the reasons for now, that we have also what they give us an experience of their classified and unclassified systems that are in place in China. That must be a specific request in whatever communication you use with them, and also to assist us just to reconnect with issues of, you know. Then the no, they don't have to give us the you can give us whatever suits, but they must give us something, ne?
Mm.
Of the possibilities of that. I've got a reason for that one here, and I think it will actually benefit us a lot. Then the 17th of November, with the issue of public service administration here, it's as if there could be a breakdown of the actual steps that we'd have to undertake that will lead us to the public service administration bill. In other words, if there's going to be public hearings that we prepare for in detail, so that we can minimize child problems with engagement on the other side, because we need to do thorough consultations before we come to a conclusion with that. That be specific as to what type of public hearings are we going to be having. If there's going to be any consultative engagement, they be specified. If there's going to be engagements with municipalities, they be specified under that program. So it might not be an issue of this piece of work is only going to entail the 17th of November. There's going to be prior and post issues that you are going to have to possibly deal in and engage in, because I think it's very detailed, the work that needs to be done around this. Then we know that we've got all that under one umbrella, one source approved, and we're able to do our thorough research work and conclusions when we put issues on the table.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but just starting with that, what it must have is also the presentation of the report of the study. So
yes, of the study.
Yeah,
included
as yes,
well.
It starts there. Once
yes.
You present it, there must be some discussions that kickstart after we've done that with the Joint Committee presentation to Parliament. There must be some preparation, I agree.
Yes.
And also, just know that it's also a cluster. So
I'm also looking
yes.
In light of the fact that it's a cluster, it might end us up even involving the what House of Traditional Leaders and all these things, COCTA and so on, because there are issues that are emanating already out of the single public service from local government, which I know for a fact that we haven't come to a point of discussing or having a way of cross-talking.
Mm.
It's a cross-cutting
yeah.
issue.
Yeah.
So in this way, it could be an umbrella assignment for all of us. And I'm most interested in the issue of the opposition not being too much into that, that we have some form of consultation at the level of the opposition and the ruling party or whatever.
Mm.
But we'll see how we
okay, do. Because that meeting we're going to have, the joint meeting, we'll start the discussion. We're going to start to communicate. I agree fully, you know, because we really have to discuss thoroughly the issues. We can't, you know, sleep over them. That meeting, starting with that, then it kickstarts. Once we identify areas of focus,
then we are going to move that way. You know, so but we do agree with that approach, you know, where we are going to thoroughly discuss, iron out issues, put them, those that you want to put, even take it to a debate where,
all the
conversation can be able to make a contribution and input, critique, put their, you know, something
to
help, it helps to give a focus on this matter, because it can be, issues like this can be limited to a committee only, they must be opened up for thorough discussion. You know, including consultation, including public hearings, you know, it will roll out from there. So it means that's where it starts, you know.
On that point, Madam KD, I just want to point out, I agree with what Member Bukhani said, that this goal or the conversion of this one has been on the table before in the previous parliament.
Yeah.
It was then withdrawn, and one of the reasons it was withdrawn is because of lack of public participation.
Yeah.
And then it was referred back to say for further consultation and public participation. So I think Member Bukhani makes a very valid point.
Very.
On that date, it's the 17th of November, that will really just kick off the process again. Because at the moment, we've got nothing on the table, so there's nothing to discuss. We haven't had a discussion at all. When it's put on the table, then the discussion will stop.
Yeah.
And that, I anticipate, kind of a fairly thorough and a lengthy process, which we will go through, and that would include a thorough public participation process of all stakeholders, and there may be some other civic bodies, civil organisation bodies that want to make input, and we will have to go through all of that. It's interesting, that's almost at the end of the parliamentary term for this year. It will be one of our last meetings, when that meeting will take 17 November, and a short while after that we'll actually go into recess. So the actual process will only then start next year. We come back after opening of Parliament and all of that, and then we're really into the local government elections.
Yeah. That's the thing.
And then of course we know what happens, the Parliament actually kind of suspends itself. When, of course, everybody goes into the constituency to fight the election.
So we come
back in May, the second part of May, and that's really when I think the process will get into the serious part. But that's
it starts from the report, unfolds. This is just a part where the government is coming present, but true, it's going to take us some time, some consultation, some public hearings. Of course, it's an involving issue, so thorough consultation will be taking place. Experiences will be also amplified on the ground and so on. Okay. Anything else, members? My time, right? Okay, we can call it a day. Hope to meet you on the BB Triple R, because that's our next meeting. Have a nice political activity. Holiday. We're looking forward. Thank you. We're looking forward. Just next week.
$10. $17.